Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
There's a dark and a stormy side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side will also find you. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all your way if you keep on the sunny side of life. Storm in its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. But the storm will in time pass away, and sunny side will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all your way if you keep on the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all your way if you keep on the sunny side of life.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Gospel Trail. You just heard Grand Ole Opry great, the late George Hamilton IV, with a 1972 recording, Keep on the Sunny Side. And that was from his RCA recording, Travelin' Light. Friends, today, the Gospel Trail is in memory of George Hamilton IV, who left us on September the 17th, 2014. Not just a great man, but a man for all peoples. My friend and your friend, George Hamilton IV, suffered a heart attack on Saturday, September the 13th, 2014. He said his goodbyes to his family and went to heaven at the age of 77. George was born on July the 19th, 1937, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. George Hamilton IV was a deeply spiritual man, and he touched the hearts of countless thousands. George will sing two in a row for us now, Acres of Diamonds, from his 1972 RCA LP, Singin' on the Mountain. Gone Home is from his 2003 CD, On a Blue Ridge Sunday.
When we're sleeping, or a conscience that's free, a heart that's contented, a satisfied mind, these are the treasure money can't buy. If you have Jesus, there's more wealth in your soul.
you have Jesus. There's more wealth in your soul. Of gold.
Mountains of
gold. All of the friends that we knew yesterday. Songbirds that sing in the dell seem to say, gone home,
gone home,
gone home,
gone home.
They've joined the heavenly fold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done. Gone home. Empty since they've gone before, gone home, gone home. The old weeping willow still stands by the door, but they've gone home, gone home. They've joined the heavenly fold, and they're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as the work here was done. Gone home,
gone home,
gone home,
gone home.
When the trumpet will sound on that great judgment day. Friends that have gone on their way, gone home,
gone home,
gone home,
gone home.
They've joined the heavenly fold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done. Gone home. They have gone home.
George Hamilton IV hit it big, really big, at the age of 19 years old on the pop charts. And the song was called A Rose and a Baby Ruth. And it was 1956. A Rose and a Baby Ruth was issued on Colonial Records. He toured with Buddy Holly, Gene Vincent, and the Everly Brothers. His first two albums were pop albums. In 1958, he issued his first album titled On Campus. And then again in 1958, his second album was titled Sing a Sad Song, a tribute to Hank Williams, one of George's big heroes. But the songs weren't country. They were all recorded with a pop orchestra on the ABC Paramount label. George was among the first to help orchestrate the so-called Nashville sound when he recorded Hank Williams' songs pop style. In 2010, George recorded a double CD titled Old Fashioned Hymns and Gospel Songs for those who miss them. On that CD are 28 great songs, and they're all duets with famous singers. He told me that the CD was several years in the making. Some of the artists that George duetted with are Charlie Pride, The Whites, Connie Smith, George Beverly Shea, Marty Stewart, Terry Smith, who wrote The Far Side Banks of Jordan, Jan Howard, Charlie Louvin, Bill Anderson, Ricky Skaggs, Del McCoury, Joanne Cash Yates, that's Johnny Cash's sister, and Tommy Cash, Johnny's brother. And here's George to sing the hymns that my mother used to sing and he's getting a little bit of help from Kenny Sears. And this is from 2010, followed by Albert E. Brumley's I'll Fly Away, and George issued this back in 1972 on his RCA album, Singin' on the Mountain.
I love those dear old-fashioned hymns that Mother used to sing, a tide of tender memories to which my heart doth cling, sweeps o'er my soul in waves of love whenever I sing or hear some sweet old-fashioned melody to Mother's heart so dear. Oft-time when sorrow bears me down beneath its heavy load, and rocks and thorns beset my way upon life's weary road, 'tis then I rise on wings of faith, to Jesus' hand I cling, and sing the Savior's dying love, which Mother used to sing. I know it's old and kind of out of date, but it's set to music new. Of course, the message is the same and rings out just as true. But there's a chord within my heart that's throbbing all in vain, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. I cannot stand where Moses stood and view the landscape o'er, but I expect to meet her there on Canaan's happy shore. And other dear ones with her too, I'll meet them by and by, when I can read my title clear to mansions in the sky. Sometimes I seem to hear her sing when sorrow comes to me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? And then it seems a gentle breeze as from an angel's wing comes over me with dear old hymns that Mother used to sing. I know it's old and out of date, but a charge to keep have I, a never-dying soul to save and fit it for the sky. Oft-times the words I do not know, but in my heart they ring, some dear old hymn of long ago that Mother used to sing. Yes, I love those dear old hymns, those old hymns that Mother used to sing.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll
fly away
to a home on God's celestial shore.
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away
when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars that's flown, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
George made the decision to leave pop music and move over to country. In 1959, he moved to Nashville, and he joined the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. And also that same year, at the age of 22, he hosted his own TV series on ABC television. And I've had the pleasure of having this fine Christian gentleman in my home several times. And you should have seen the look on his face when I pulled out all of his original 78 RPM recordings from 1956. He was amazed that I had them. George shared stories with us, road stories about touring with Buddy Holly, Gene Vincent, the Everly Brothers, Patsy Cline, and a host of other country music legends. He wasn't boastful in any way. We were the ones that had to ask the questions before he volunteered any information. And here's a couple more from his 1972 RCA album, Singin' on the Mountain, one titled He's Everywhere, followed by Willie Nelson's song, The Family Bible.
I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere. Storms of fear and doubt I sailed. My eyes were blinded by a veil. I saw no beauty anywhere in anything. Then I drew near the cross where he in shame and sorrow died. For me, my veil was lifted and he taught my heart to sing.
I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
There's a fan. Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day, when work was over and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table as from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble. This old world would oh so better be if it had more Bibles on the table and mothers singing Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
George placed several songs on the pop charts, and after he went country, he placed 40 songs on Billboard's country music charts in the USA, placing 9 in the top 10. A Rose and a Baby Ruth was his first million seller on the pop charts, and for years, I wondered what a Baby Ruth was. Well, friends, if you don't know, it's a chocolate-coated candy bar. Before This Day Ends and Three Steps to the Phone were also pop and country hits. In 1963, his song Abilene hit number one, and it hit number one big. Other country hits would follow. Songs like Fort Worth, Dallas, or Houston, The Truck Driving Man, Early Morning Rain, Steel Rail Blues, Break My Mind, She's a Little Bit Country, Urge for Going, Canadian Pacific, 10 Degrees and Colder, just to name a few. And here's one of those Hank Williams songs that George recorded in the pop style. This comes from his 1958 album, Sing a Sad Song. And then in 2003, he recorded The Unclouded Day.
How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? There's a story old that has often been told of how our Savior died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, they don't understand, as the blood flowed from his side. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, "Oh, Father, forgive them, please."
How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side?
With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died.
How can you refuse Jesus now?
How can you refuse Jesus now?
Home far beyond the skies. They tell me of a home far away. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Oh, the land of cloudless days.
Oh, the land of an unclouded sky.
They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
They tell me of a home where my friends have gone. They tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life and eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day.
Oh, the land of cloudless days.
Oh, the land of an unclouded sky.
They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
The king in his beauty there. They tell me that mine eyes shall behold, where he sits on a throne that is whiter than snow, in the city that is made of gold. Tell me that he smiles on his children there. His smile drives their sorrows away. They tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day.
Oh, the land of cloudless days.
Oh, the land of an unclouded sky.
They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
I mentioned a few of his hits here in North America. He had dozens upon dozens of hits throughout Europe. And that's a whole other story. And I'm sure his career overseas was as big or bigger than it was here in North America. He was a big draw at the Wembley Stadium in England. And I know you all remember several shows he did here in Nova Scotia during 2009 and 2011. The village of Pugwash alone was graced with three of his performances in 1 year, including his world-famous Christmas show. In the 1960s, he recorded several albums of Down East country. And from 1975 to 81, he hosted a television show out of Hamilton, Ontario. It was called North Country. He recorded pop, classic country, folk music with a touch of country, bluegrass, country again, and during his later years, a lot of great gospel music. The most popular Christian hymn around the world is Amazing Grace, written by John Newton. And here's the John Newton story and George's 1972 recording of Amazing Grace. Friends, here's the legendary and the great George Hamilton IV.
There once was a young man whose mother passed away when he was only 6 years old. She was a good Christian mother, tried to raise him up right, but she went home to be with the Lord when he was just a little guy. Wasn't anybody home to look after him. His daddy was a sea captain. So he only got to go to school for about 3 years, and then at the age of 11, they sent him off to sea on his father's sailing ship. Well, you've heard that old story. He could cuss like a sailor. I don't guess all sailors necessarily curse, but this young man learned to cuss pretty good by the time he was 12. By the time he was 13, he could take a drink with the big boys. While still in his teens, he became an alcoholic, a blasphemer. His early life was one of immorality and failure after failure after failure. He was a bad kid. Got in so much trouble with his daddy that his father disowned him, kicked him off the ship. He went to work on slave ships, taking slaves from the coast of Africa to Charleston Harbor, South Carolina, to trade for cotton to take back to the port of Liverpool for the cotton mills of Lancashire, to make clean white shirts for English folks to wear to church on Sunday morning. We were all in it together. It's easy to point fingers and all, but those slaves were traded for cotton and rice and goods for nice European folks. Anyway, he was a slave trader, and he got in so much trouble on the slave ships that they put him down in the bottom of the boat, cleaning up after the slaves. He sunk to the lowest depths. At one point in his life, he literally became a slave of the slaves. He was in a storm at sea, and something started coming back to him from Sunday school days. Jesus loves me, this I know. That mother had planted a seed, that godly mother, and it sprang forth. He was a late bloomer, but he bloomed. He started praying. You say, well, wouldn't we all if we were in a storm at sea and thought we were going to drown? But he meant it. He prayed for forgiveness, and he prayed to be saved. Prayed for forgiveness for all those wasted years. And he was saved in more ways than one. He made it back to England, and what do you suppose he did? Went back to school, and at the age of 39, what do you suppose he became after all that? Preacher of the gospel. One of the greatest preachers England has ever known. Served for 15 years in the little town of Olney, just north of London. Went there to visit his grave one time. You say, well, why would some hillbilly singer from the Grand Ole Opry want to go to England and visit some former slave trader's grave? Because written on his tombstone, it says, John Newton, clerk, once an infidel, a libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy. What an amazing story. John Newton was definitely a late bloomer. He preached some mighty sermons in his later years and also wrote some beautiful hymns while he served in the little town of Olney. None any prettier than his own life story. John Newton put his autobiography and his confession in a song. He wrote this one.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. Grace that taught my heart to
relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
George Hamilton IV celebrated 54 years as a member of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Some say he was the first pop artist to switch to country, a radical move for an established pop artist. In 1966, he became the first American artist to record songs written by Canada's greatest songwriter, Gordon Lightfoot. For several years, his sound was country mixed with a folksy style. Our music has its roots in the British Isles, and George was as big or bigger overseas than he was in North America. In 1969, London's International Festival of Country Music was born, and George Hamilton had a big part in getting that off the ground. Nashville would soon follow with their own version, and they called it Fanfare. Then in 1973, George had the longest international tour in country music history, performing 73 shows around the world in 3 months. In 1974, he was the very first country music artist to perform behind the Iron Curtain, playing in Czechoslovakia and Russia. In Russia, he lectured on the history of country music. And here's a couple more songs by this gentle giant of a man, a song written by his son, George Hamilton V, one titled, We Will Meet Again. And I might point out, it's a great song. And George V helps his dad on this one a little. And We Will Meet Again is followed by Singing on the Mountain.
They told you'd be leaving, you'd be leaving us behind. Soon you'd go walking through that valley. They said it was only a matter of time.
Well, I will surely miss you. How I wish you would not go. But there are some things that we can't change, and some answers we may well never know.
But we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but surely ain't the end. We will meet again. All the seeds that you once planted, they are now flowers out in the field. Oh, but someday,
oh, but someday,
we will be gathered,
we will be gathered,
for to join you high on the hill. And we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand. You know it's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. We will meet again. Yes, we will. Will be again.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in the valley, and I'm so glad to be. Singing on the mountain.
When I was in the valley, I cried bitter tears. When I was down in that valley, I cried bitter tears. Then I prayed to Jesus, and Jesus always hears. Now I'm singing on the mountain.
Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in the valley, and I'm so glad to be. Singing on the mountain.
The chains of Satan bound me, I was in misery. The chains of Satan bound me, I was in misery. The love of Jesus found me, and he set me free. Now I'm singing on the mountain.
Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in the valley, and I'm so glad to be. Singing on the mountain. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in the valley, and I'm so glad to be. Singing on the mountain. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in the valley, and I'm so glad to be.
George Hamilton IV had a deep faith, and he frequently performed as part of Billy Graham's Christian Crusades. George and his great friend, James Bell, from Macan, Nova Scotia, toured many of the churches here in eastern Canada. The heart and soul of George Hamilton IV touched and changed many lives here in eastern Canada. His stature as a performer was legendary, to say the least, but when you met him or shook his hand, you knew he was just an everyday person, just like you and me. And I'm sure that all who met him must have realized that George Hamilton IV was the ambassador not just for country music, but for the faith that seemed like a halo around this great man. As a teenager, George would catch the Greyhound bus from North Carolina to the Grand Ole Opry, and he would dream of someday performing on that great stage. Next is a 2010 number, When All God's Children Get Home, and he's accompanied by the great guitar player, Billy Grammer. Billy Grammer had a number one song in 1954, one titled Gotta Travel On, and that's followed by The Valley of Silence and Close to Thee from his CD issued in 2000, Fanny Crosby Favorites. Once again, friends, here's George Hamilton IV.
I like to think that before time began, before the world was created or galaxies flung into space, there was God, and he was singing a song. The music was so beautiful it had to be heard. So God created. And down through the ages, he's always had his singers who picked up fragments of the melody, hummed bits of harmony, wrote phrases of poetry, or danced short movements. No one has ever heard the whole song since that day that God sang it alone. But one of these days he'll gather all his children home, and one by one the singers of all the ages will lift up their voices and fill in the parts that life has taught them. At last we'll hear love's sweetest song as it was first conceived in the heart of the great songwriter himself. It'll be perfect. What music there will be when the song of the ages is sung around the Father's throne, when all of God's singers get home. I walk down the valley of silence, down the dim, voiceless valley alone, and I hear not the fall of a footstep around me save God's and my own. And the hush of my heart is as holy as ours when angels have flown.
Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee.
Lasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee.
Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk.
Long ago I was weary of voices whose music my heart could not win. Long ago I was weary of noises that fretted my soul with their din. Long ago I was weary with places when I met but the human and sin. I walked through the world with the worldly. I craved what the world never gave. And I said, in the world, each ideal that shines like a star on life's wave is tossed on the shores of the real and sleeps like a dream in its grave.
Not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee.
Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee.
And still did I pine for the perfect, and yet still found the false with the true, and sought mid the human for heaven, but caught a mere glimpse of the blue. And I wept where the clouds of the mortal veiled even that glimpse from my view.
Lead me through the veil of shadows, bear me o'er life's fitful sea.
Then the gate of life
life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee.
And I toiled on, heart-tired of human, and I moaned amid the masses of men, until I knelt long at an altar and heard a voice call me. Since then, I have walked down the valley of silence that is far beyond mortal ken. Do you ask what I found in this valley? 'Tis my trysting place with the divine. For I fell at the feet of the holy, and above me a voice said, "Be mine." And there rose from the depth of my spirit the echo, "My heart shall be thine." Do you ask how I live in this valley? I weep and I dream and I pray, but my tears are so sweet as the dewdrops that fall from the roses in May. And my prayer, like the perfume from censers, ascendeth to God night and day.
Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee.
Friends, it's impossible to tell the George Hamilton IV story in 1 hour, and all I've done is touch on some of the highlights. And I've had the pleasure of opening twice for this great artist, and then on two other separate occasions, he called me out of the audience, gave me his Taylor guitar, and he adjusted the strap just for me. He did that for me, and I know he did it for countless others here in Atlantic Canada. George could talk with kings and queens, or he could talk with you and me. It made no difference who you were. He treated everyone the same, and he was a big Hank Williams fan and always included a Hank song in his concerts. He also performed many times at the Hank Williams celebrations in Alabama. Yes, this humble, gentle giant of a man went home to sing with Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, Jimmy Rogers, Buddy Holly, and hundreds more in heaven's star-studded choir. And he went home, friends, on September the 17th, 2014, on Hank Williams' birthday. And I was wondering how Webster's Dictionary might describe the word man. Well, I looked it up, friends, and here's what it said. A human being, one possessing high degree of qualities. Well, I believe Webster's Dictionary could change that description. And if you were to look up the word man, it could simply say George Hamilton IV. When George was 74, I asked him what his goal in life was, and he said to play the Grand Ole Opry when he was 80 years old. George's funeral, September the 24th, and what a fitting place for it to be held, at the Ryman Auditorium, the original Grand Ole Opry. And friends, I'm not sure if Nashville realizes what this humble man has done for country music around the world. Well, I don't know of any other artist that has promoted country music as much as George Hamilton IV has done. His story has been told, but the true legacy of the man and his music is only now beginning. And I've talked to many preachers who said they wish they could touch people like singers through their music. Well, I can tell you, George Hamilton IV touched people, thousands upon thousands of people, pointing them to the true path in life. And I thank God for allowing George Hamilton IV to be an instrument of his love. George sang Life's Railway to Heaven at his father's funeral. A group of miners sang it at his grandfather's funeral. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the life and times of this great artist, George Hamilton IV. George Hamilton is taking us home with a song that he's performed many times. Friends, here's the late and the great and the legendary George Hamilton IV with Life's Railway to Heaven.
Life is like a
mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. He must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the fields, the tunnels. Do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou must guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise. Trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son. With a hearty, joyous plaudit, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou must guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.